Life Audio.
A Prayer of Love from 1 Corinthians 13, written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, 8. Known as the Love Chapter, 1 Corinthians 13 is one of the greatest reminders to us today of what real love looks like and what it doesn't look like. Widely read at weddings or written all over love notes, these words may become so familiar over time, they can almost lose some of their important message. As we read this portion of Scripture today, let us ask God for help in soaking in every truth as we pray His powerful words back to Him. Let us ask for the freshness of His Spirit to bring His message of love alive within our hearts and flowing through our lives. We can't do it on our own. We'd never be able to muster enough strength within us. It's only possible through Him. And more than ever before, our world needs to see what true love looks like. We can do a lot of good things in this life. We can give gifts, and we can even make notable sacrifices for others. But if we do not have Christ's love within us, compelling us, filling us every moment of every day, it profits us nothing. His words of truth and love. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I become like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that you are a loving, gracious God. Thank you that you've offered us forgiveness and the gift of new life in you. Thank you that your love is perfect, it never fails, and that nothing can separate us from your love. We pray that our lives would be filled and overflowing with the power of your love, so that we can make a difference in this world and bring honor to you. We ask for your help in reminding us that the most important things are not what we do outwardly and is not based in any talent or gift, but the most significant thing we can do in this life is simply to love you and to choose to love others. Lord, thank you that your love is patient. Help us show patience with those around us. Lord, thank you that your love is kind. Help us to extend kindness to others. Lord, thank you that true love is not jealous. Help us cast aside feelings of jealousy or hatred toward others. Lord, thank you that your love does not brag and is not arrogant. Help us not to live with pride or arrogance, but to choose to walk with humility and grace. Lord, thank you that true love does not act unbecomingly. Help us to extend kindness instead of rudeness toward others. Help us to lay aside the critical tone and tearing down with our words so that we can truly walk in peace. Lord, thank you that true love does not seek its own. Lord, help us not to live selfishly, looking only to our interests. Lord, thank you that true love is not provoked. Lord, help us not to become easily angered. Help us to not be so quickly reactive, but instead slow to speak and slow to become angry. Lord, thank you that your love does not take into account a wrong suffered. Help us not to hold grudges, but to choose to forgive, even when it's difficult. Lord, thank you that your love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Lord, help us to love your truth, that we may walk in your freedom and wisdom. Let it be what drives our lives and choices every day. Lord, we thank you that your love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Thank you that your love never fails. Help us to love as you love. Fill us with your spirit so that we can choose what is best. We are weak, Lord, but we know also that even when we are weak, you are strong within us. Thank you that it is not all up to us. Thank you that you equip us to face each day with the power of your love, your forgiveness, and your grace. We love you, Lord, and we need you today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.